A lot can happen in the world.
What do we do? Who do we turn to?
How do we handle it? Welcome to the Situation Room on Active FM.
You need to let your representatives know, hey, the church must be open. The church is an essential service. You have a constitutional right. And some people would say, no, you must just listen to government. And I'm saying, no. You know, in Romans chapter 13, the Apostle Paul spoke about that. And yes, it's true. But when his rights were violated, the Apostle Paul was quick to tell people, hey, my rights have been violated. You're under Roman law. And there's more than one case where that happened. And so I want to encourage you, you know, that you need to put pressure on your governments, because I don't believe that opening up church, if the churches, you know, handle things in a responsible way, is going to increase the risk for anyone. But at the same time, you know, I'm seeing that there's quite a bit of anger, you know, over the lockdown, and there's quite a bit of anger in society that is manifesting, as Vic said on Saturday, in the whole thing with an increase in domestic violence and all of those sorts of things. And now, looking at all of these lies and all of this confusion, people tend to get very angry. And Jesus said this about getting angry in Matthew 5:22. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. And so, if you look at this, you know, anger is something even God, you know, there were times when God gets angry. But we've got to be careful in terms of what is the source of our anger, because the Bible is full of examples with people who got angry and that anger never stopped. It was an ongoing, permanent thing. And what you need to understand about anger is that when anger gets into the heart of people, if it's not dealt with, it keeps growing. And you watch people who are angry. If they keep feeding that anger, the anger gets more and more and more over time, and it grows and grows and grows. And I want you to think about murders. How many murders, how many murderous crimes have taken place because of anger in the heart? How many times have people taken the life of someone else because of anger? And how many times have people had anger and they thought when they were killing the person they killed that they were justified in doing what they did, and then they found out later that their anger was misplaced, that it was, that their anger was based on false knowledge. And then you sit with a regret. If you look in the Bible, you see the example of Cain. Cain was angry because the offering that his brother Abel gave was accepted, and Cain's offering was not. And Cain felt personally rejected by the Lord's acceptance of Abel's offering. He felt rejection, and as a result of that rejection, he got angry. And so this anger grew in his heart until the anger became a rage. And later it became a vengeance. And finally, if you look at that, when the vengeance overcame him, he carried out the first murder that was ever committed, the first murder that's recorded in the Word of God in Genesis chapter 4. If you look at King Saul, later on, the same thing happened. You know, the Spirit of the Lord had left him because of sin, and we spoke about this, and the next thing, David comes, he defeats Goliath, and Saul was filled with jealousy towards David. And where the woman of, you know, the Israelite woman were crying out, Saul kills his thousands and David kills his tens of thousands, Saul got jealous. And that jealousy turned to anger. And the anger turned to vengeance. And eventually he was afraid of David. And so he tried to kill David on many occasions. He took the whole army after David. I mean, David was living in caves for quite a period of his life because the king of his nation was after him, trying to kill him, and the pure motive was jealousy. And God supernaturally protected David. And I believe, a Christian, that if you're following the will of God, and if you're a man or a woman after God's own heart like David was, that the Lord will supernaturally protect you. But then you've got to take the warning from Ephesians 4, verse 26 and 27, where the Apostle Paul himself, who stood up for his rights, by the way, he also said this: do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. So what this tells us is that none of us should allow anger, any anger that we have, to settle in our hearts for more than a day. When we go to bed, we need to settle accounts. We need to sort things out. We need to get rid of all that anger, because anger, bitterness, rage, all of these things, they cause us to do things that are wrong. And when you go to bed with anger, you allow the door to be open to the enemy. And remember, Satan is always going to work overtime in order to try and get you to do the wrong thing. Now, later on in verse 31, it says, get rid, in Ephesians 4, verse 31, it says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. So there again, you've got to get rid of it. So there are times when anger is a righteous response to an injustice that is taking place, but you cannot allow yourself to be in a state of anger. You've got to get rid of the stuff and instead replace it with be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ in God forgave you. You cannot live angry. If you're living in a constant state of anger, you've got a problem. And so you've got to learn to control your emotions. It doesn't matter what you might be feeling, you've always got to be in control, even in the most intense of circumstances. If you think about it now, why has domestic violence been such a problem during the lockdown? Because people don't have their emotions under control. Why were people freaking out so much that they were begging presidents around the world to lock their countries down? In some cases, countries were being locked down when they had not even one case, or they had one case of COVID-19. The fact of the matter is because people were in fear, because people don't have control of their emotions, because people aren't led by the Holy Spirit. I want you to realize that the Holy Spirit is your confidant, is your comforter, and is your companion. And He will always be there by your side. And so you've got to get the place where you say, Lord, I want to be led by your Holy Spirit. And I want to be led by your Holy Spirit so that I can have my emotions under control. This is the declaration for today. I am determined to have control over my emotions so that what I speak edifies, motivates, and comforts other people, even when I'm tempted to be angry. Let's just say that together. Say, I am determined to have control over my emotions so that what I speak edifies, motivates, and comforts other people, even when I'm tempted to be angry. Let's just say that once more. I really feel that this is something that the Lord wants to see in His church. Let's say it again. Say, I'm determined to have control over my emotions so that what I speak edifies, motivates, and comforts other people, even when I'm tempted to be angry. And so let's just pray together. Just repeat this prayer after me. Father, today I ask you to give me your grace in order to have control over my emotions. Control over my emotions every day. Don't allow me to speak faster than I think. Bless me with gentleness and self-control so that I may honor you in everything that I do and say. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.
the faces, I'm gonna win. This race is my gain, yes, I'm on the team. Working in purpose, I'm jumping in. Your Holy Spirit is guiding me. Purpose is driven to infinity. Heaven is our destination, Jesus is the only one. Heaven is our destination, Jesus is the only one.